Om Shri Sai Ram. Welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai Global Harmony Asia Stream. And we are continuing with our Thursday live broadcast. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed the elevating bhajan sessions, which was preceded by the one-hour Vedam chanting by the students of the Shri Sadasai Institute of Higher Learning. The time now in our studios is 2 minutes past 6:15, dear listeners, and it is time now for Vedam Tutor. This evening, to take the class forward, we have with us our respected Praveena sir from the Shri Sathisai Higher Secondary School. He will be teaching Vedam today. And to take part in this Vedam classroom, we have 4 students from the university, Sai Chand, Sai Pragnan, and Sai Rajeshekar from the first year undergraduate program, and Satyanarayana from the second year undergraduate program. Now I hand on the mic to Praveena sir to take forward the Vedam class, and we shall continue learning the Shri Rudram.
Sai Ram, welcome to all of you. Initially, we'll revise the 6th Anuvaka of Rudram, which we had taken up last time. We'll chant together this 6th Anuvaka.
गुं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमम् ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणाम् ब्रह्मणस्पत आनः शृण्वन्नोतिभिः सेधसाधनम् प्रणो देवी सरस्वती वाजेभिर्वाजिनीवती धीनामवित्र्यवतो गणेशाय नमः सरस्वत्यै नमः श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ
नमो
ज्येष्ठाय च कनिष्ठाय च नमः पूर्वजाय चापरजाय च नमो मध्यमाय चापगल्भाय च नमो जघन्याय च बुध्नियाय च नमः सोभ्याय च प्रतिसर्याय च नमो याम्याय च क्षेम्याय च नमः उर्वर्याय च कल्याय च नमः श्लोक्याय चावसान्याय च नमो वन्याय च कक्ष्याय च नमः श्रवाय च प्रतिश्रवाय च नमः आशुषेणाय चाशुरथाय च नमः शूराय चावभिन्धते च नमो वर्मिणे च वरूधिने च नमो बिल्मिने च कवचिने च नमः श्रुताय च श्रुतसेनाय च
Yes, it was good, but one or two places I think I can correct you here. When you chant that particular line, नमो जघन्याय च बुद्धियाय च नमः सोभ्याय च प्रतिसर What you chanted was नमः सोभ्याय च प्रतिसर Wherever the संयुक्ताक्षरा is there and preceding letter, after the preceding letter there is slight pause and stress to be given. For example here, नमः सोभ्याय च प्रतिसर्याय च What he chanted was Namasobhyaya cha pratisar Pra is Samyuktakshara Pa Ra Two swaras you can see they are mixed there and here that's why you are supposed to give little extra stress something like a punch on this particular syllable so it becomes Namasobhyaya cha pratisaryaya cha please chant
नमः सोभ्याय च प्रतिसर्याय च
नो नॉट वेरी क्लियर सी नमः सोभ्याय च प्रतिसर्याय च
नमः सोभ्याय च प्रतिसर्याय च
दैट इज गुड एंड सेकंड प्लेस वेर एवर महाप्राण इज देयर अल्पप्राण महाप्राण यू आर सपोज्ड टू चैट देम करेक्टली एंड इवन See, nama urvaryaya cha kalyaya. It's not ka, but ka, ka, ka. The second ka. So obviously you're supposed to chant. Nama urvaryaya cha kalyaya cha. Please chant.
Nama Urvaryaya Chakhalyaya Cha.
You should remember, the efficacy of Vedic chanting lies in the pronunciation part. So, the moment we chant it wrongly, the meanings may change or it may become meaningless. Mantrahina swarato varnatova mithya prayukto natamarthamaha sa vagvajro yajamanam hinasti yathendra shatruho swarato paradhat. Long ago, we have a story in the Purana wherein the son of Vritra, Tvasta, he wanted to go and kill Indra, but wrongly he chanted this particular mantram, because of which Indra came and killed this particular asura or the demon. So the meaning becomes totally changed, or the whole sentence becomes meaningless whenever we chant it wrongly many a time. Of course, we chant with a lot of mistakes regularly. Okay, but we should as much as possible ensure that we minimize the mistake, and in the end, of course, we have got Swami as the ultimate resort to us and who can forgive us our mistakes. That's why we chant Yadakshara Pada Brastam, Yata Akshara Pada Brastam Matra Hi Nantu Yad Bhavet. Okay, that is the ultimate refuge for all of us. However, we have to ensure that we minimize the mistake and ensure that we chant the correct version of these Vedic mantras. So here we have to give, it's not nama kalyaya, but kalyaya. You are supposed to give little extra punch on that. Nama urvaryaya cha kalyaya cha. Please chant.
Nama urvaryaya cha kalyaya cha.
Similarly, another place, see. Nama shuraya cha babindhate cha. What you chanted was, nama shuraya cha babindhate. It's B. Not bini, but bhi, second bha. Namashuraya chava bhindate cha. Chant.
Namashuraya chava bhindate cha.
Again.
Namashuraya chava bhindate cha.
Yes. The last sentence, you see. Namashrutaya cha shrutasenaya cha. Here also, because there is sanyuktakshara, you are supposed to give little extra stress and punch on this particular shru. Nama shrutaya cha shruta senaya cha.
Nama shrutaya cha shruta senaya cha.
Yes, that is nice. And we will go ahead taking up the next anuvaka, which starts with the namo dundubhyaya cha. Please repeat after me. Om namo dundubhyaya cha hananyaya cha.
Namo dundubhyaya cha hananyaya cha. Namo dundubhyaya cha hananyaya cha.
Namo dhrishnave cha pramrishaya cha.
Namo dhrishnave cha pramrishaya cha. Namo dhrishnave cha pramrishaya cha.
Here the pramrishaya cha mru. Mru is not actually, it's not sanyuktakshara. Ma plus R is there. R is swara only. That's why you need not give extra stress on mru separately if you chant it. But because pra is preceding it, which is sanyuktakshara, obviously little extra punch has to be given here also. See, another example we can give you in the, as a part of Shikshavalli. In the last paragraph, we get Vedamanu Chacharyo Ante Vase Manushasti. When you chant that, usually Matra Devo Bhava Pitra Devo Bhava. How do you chant? Can you tell me? Yes, one of you, Satyanarayana.
Matra Devo Bhava Pitra Devo Bhava.
Yes, it's wrong. You're not supposed to give stress. Matra Devo Bhava Pitra Devo Bhava. It's wrong. Because T plus R. R is vowel only. And here, so that's why it becomes Matra Devo Bhava Pitra Devo Bhava. It's not sanyuktakshara. T plus R. So that's not, just merely it's not sanyuktakshara, but you're supposed to chant without any stress, that's why. Matra Devo Bhava Pitra Devo Bhava. Similarly here, Pramrishaya Mru is actually Mu plus R. However, since Pra is preceding it, you're supposed to give little extra stress on that. So it becomes Namo dhrishnave cha pramrishaya cha.
Namo Drishnave cha Pramrishaya cha.
Repeat.
Namo Drishnave cha Pramrishaya cha.
Yes, but you have forgotten again. It's not Drishnave, Drishna, second. Namo Drishnave cha Pramrishaya cha.
Namo Drishnave cha Pramrishaya cha.
Again.
Namo Drishnave cha Pramrishaya cha.
Namo Dutaya cha Prahitaya cha.
Namo Dutaya cha Prahitaya cha.
Again.
Namo Dutaya cha Prahitaya cha.
Namo Nishangine che Shudhimate cha.
Namo Nishangine che Shudhimate cha. Namo Nishangine che Shudhimate cha.
Yes. A subtle thing that you are supposed to see here. Namo Nishangine. Do you chant Namo Nishangine? One of you, one more boy, can you chant?
Namo Nishangine cha.
Yes. You are chanting Namo Nishangine cha. It's wrong. It's not Shangine, but Sha. Sha, second Sha. Purusha Suktam. See, there is a difference between Sha of Shankara and Sha of Purusha. Sha is Shankara. But Purusha, Purusha, Purusha. You're supposed to roll the tongue in and chant. That is second Sha. So Shankara, Shiva, normal Sha. But Purusha. Similarly here, it is Namo Nishanginesha and Cheshumatecha. So it becomes Namo Nishangine Cheshudhimatecha.
Namo Nishangine Cheshudhimatecha.
Again.
Namo Nishangine Cheshudhimatecha.
Namastikshneshave cha Yudhinecha.
Namastikshneshave cha Yudhinecha.
Here also Sha is Sha. Namastikshneshave cha Yudhinecha.
Namastikshneshave cha Yudhinecha. Namastikshneshave cha Yudhinecha.
Namaswa Yudhaya cha Sudhanvane cha.
Namaswa Yudhaya cha Sudhanvane cha. Namaswa Yudhaya cha Sudhanvane cha.
Don't hesitate to give that extra punch on the second dhasi. Namaswa Yudhaya. It's not Swayudhaya cha. Namaswayudhaya cha Sudhanvane cha.
Namaswayudhaya cha Sudhanvane cha.
Again.
Namaswayudhaya cha Sudhanvane cha.
So, these sounds are very important. The vibrations are created when you produce the right sound. Right vibrations will be created. That's why Vedic chantings have got lot of positive vibrations that are being created when you chant. So the sound has to be clearly pronounced. There should be clarity in the pronunciation and also the correct word, chanting of the correct words. So then only this correct sound can be produced and positive vibrations can be produced. As we continue, Namasrutyaya cha Pathyaya cha.
Namasrutyaya cha Pathyaya cha.
Again.
Namasrutyaya cha Pathyaya cha.
Yes. The second thya, see, Pathyaya, Pathya, extra stress you are supposed to give. Namasrutyaya cha Pathyaya cha.
Namasrutyaya cha Pathyaya cha.
Namakatyaya cha Nipyaya cha.
Namakatyaya cha Nipyaya cha.
And here, any visarga followed by ka. Okay, that little extra ka sound comes. Namah katyaya cha nipyaya cha.
Namah katyaya cha nipyaya cha.
Repeat.
Namah katyaya cha nipyaya cha.
Namasudhyaya cha sarasyaya cha.
Namasudhyaya cha sarasyaya cha. Namasudhyaya cha sarasyaya cha.
Namo nadhyaya cha vaishantaya cha.
Namo nadhyaya cha vaishantaya cha. నమో నాద్యాయ చ వైషంతాయ చ
నమః కూప్యాయ చ వట్యాయ చ
నమః కూప్యాయ చ వట్యాయ చ
హియర్ ఆల్సో విసర్గ ఫార్వర్డ్ బై క సో ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ చాంటింగ్ నమః కూప్ దిస్ లిటిల్ ఎక్స్ట్రా క సౌండ్ షుడ్ కమ్ నమః కూప్యాయ చ వట్యాయ చ
నమః కూప్యాయ చ వట్యాయ చ నమః కూప్యాయ చ వట్యాయ చ
నమో వశ్యాయ చ వశ్యాయ చ
నమో వశ్యాయ చ వశ్యాయ చ నమో వర్షాయ చ వర్షాయ చ
నమో మేఘ్యాయ చ విద్యుత్యాయ చ
నమో మేఘ్యాయ చ విద్యుత్యాయ చ నమో మేఘ్యాయ చ విద్యుత్యాయ చ
నమ ఈద్రియాయ చ తప్యాయ చ
నమ ఈద్రియాయ చ తప్యాయ చ
గివ్ ఎక్స్ట్రా స్ట్రెస్ ఆన్ ధ్రి నమ ఈద్రియాయ చ తప్యాయ చ
నమ ఈద్రియాయ చ తప్యాయ చ
అగైన్
నమ ఈద్రియాయ చ తప్యాయ చ
నమో వాత్యాయ చ రేష్మియాయ చ
నమో వాత్యాయ చ రేష్మియాయ చ నమో వాత్యాయ చ రేష్మియాయ చ
నమో వాస్తవ్యాయ చ వాస్తుపాయ చ
నమో వాస్తవ్యాయ చ వాస్తుపాయ చ నమో వాస్తవ్యాయ చ వాస్తుపాయ చ
నౌ యు చాంట్ the same way, breaking these sentences as you have chanted just now, and then we'll chant together continuously. We'll chant together as we break the sentence and as we just now learnt. We'll chant together.
Namo dundubhyaya cha hananyaya cha Namo dhrishnave cha pramrishaya cha Namo dhutaya cha prahitaya cha Namo nishangine che shudhimate cha Namastikshne shave cha yudhine cha నమస్వాయుధాయ చ సుధన్వనే చ నమశ్రుత్యాయ చ పథ్యాయ చ నమకాట్యాయ చ నీప్యాయ చ నమసూద్యాయ చ సరస్యాయ చ నమో నాద్యాయ చ వైషంతాయ చ నమః కూప్యాయ చ వట్యాయ చ నమో వర్ష్యాయ చ వర్ష్యాయ చ నమో మేఘ్యాయ చ విద్యుత్యాయ చ నమ ఈద్రియాయ చ తప్యాయ చ నమో వాత్యాయ చ రేష్మియాయ చ నమో వాస్తవ్యాయ చ వాస్తుపాయ చ
నౌ విల్ చాంట్ టుగెదర్ కంటిన్యూస్లీ యు కెన్ క్లోజ్ యువర్ ఐస్ అండ్ దెన్ చాంట్
నమో దుందుభ్యాయ చాహనన్యాయ చ నమో ధృష్ణవే చ ప్రమృషాయ చ నమో దూతాయ చ ప్రహితాయ చ నమో నిషంగిణే చేషుధిమతే చ నమస్తీక్ష్ణేశవే చాయుధినే చ నమస్వాయుధాయ చ సుధన్వనే చ నమః శ్రుత్యాయ చ పత్యాయ చ నమః కాట్యాయ చ నీప్యాయ చ నమస్సూద్యాయ చ సరస్యాయ చ నమో నాద్యాయ చ వైషంతాయ చ నమః కూప్యాయ చ వట్యాయ చ నమో వర్ష్యాయ చ వర్ష్యాయ చ నమో మేఘ్యాయ చ విద్యుత్యాయ చ నమః ఈద్రియాయ చ తప్యాయ చ నమో వాత్యాయ చ రేష్మియాయ చ నమో వాస్తవ్యాయ చ వాస్తుపాయ చ
Yes, it was nice. May I just try to find out, last time we had given you question, two questions I think we had given you. Anybody has found out answer for these interesting questions? And the first question was, when was the Veda Pathashala inaugurated, started? in Prashant Nilayam in the presence of Swami? And the second question is, what was the location? Where was it conducted? Anybody knows the answer for this?
Sir, the answer for the first question is Swami started the Veda Pathshala in 1962.
Yes, very good. Anybody else can tell me? What was the location?
The location was the present administrative block.
Yes, good. So long back, this Swami had encouraged the students to learn these Vedic mantras. Right from that time, you can see how many students are benefited out of this Veda Pathashala and its continuation. And Swami used to encourage students to learn these Vedic mantras because they are very, very powerful, and also they are able to produce positive thoughts in the minds of students. It will definitely help all the students to do better in their academics. That is the reason why Swami himself had encouraged and started during that time. And many pundits, scholars used to come and even help the students learning and trying to learn more and more of these Vedic mantras. That's how from then onwards we have this Vedic chanting and even learning of so many things about Vedas continuing from that time. And even today we have even students in large numbers chanting unitedly in the Sai Kulon Hall. Now this tradition has to be kept up because it's going to help all of us, not merely the students but also those people who are listening the Vedic mantra. They also get benefit out of it. Yes, may I ask you one question, I think, which you'll have to prepare, and in the next session come and be ready with the answer for this particular question. What is Atirudra Mahayajnam? And when was it conducted in Prashant Nilayam in the presence of Swami? And how many priests were involved in conducting this particular Atirudra Mahayajnam? I'm sure you'll be able to find out the answer for these questions. And while finding out, you may even come across many of the interesting things also about the Atirudra Mahayajnam. And anything that you find out, any extra information, is always welcome. And I'm sure it will help even the listeners also. Yes. I think before we wind up, any other questions to ask?
No, sir.
Yes, good. You have done a good job. You have learned. But remember these things when we chant Vedic mantras, whatever stress that has to be given on letters or maybe syllables and a correct pronunciation of these Vedic words, we have to give utmost importance for these things. Because of the simple reason that the whole efficacy of Vedic chanting lies in the pronunciation part and also the intonations. And it has to be maintained all the time. Yes.
Sir, I have one doubt.
Please ask.
In the Ganapati Prarthana,
yes,
we chant the Vitryavatu.
Yes.
There, the Sandhi comes as E and A.
Yeah.
Vitri Avatu.
Yes.
So how is it to be chanted? Whether it's Vitrayavatu, as like many people chant it as Vitrayavatu.
Mm.
Is it Vitrayavatu or Vitryavatu?
Yes. Good question you asked, because in the beginning when you chanted this Gananantva, I was noticing some of you are chanting Vitriyavatu and some of you are chanting Vitryavatu. Actually, originally in the Vedic scripture, it is Vitryavatu. You are not supposed to split as Vitriyavatu. But even if you split as Vitriyavatu, meaning doesn't change. That's why, because some of the people may find it difficult to chant as combined words, that's Vitryavatu. That's why they tend to chant Vitriyavatu, which is actually, there's no wrong in that. Basically, grammatically it is correct only. For example, even in the Gayatri Mantra, we have got Vishwamitra Gayatri, Om Tat Savitri Varenam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhyo Yona Prachodayat. In this particular mantra, having three padas, and each pada having eight syllables, eight letters. But if you start counting, Dhyo Yona Prachodayat, eight syllables are there. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi, eight syllables are there. But the first sentence, the first pada when you chant, and when you observe very keenly, Tat Savitri Varenam, if you start counting, you get Tat Sa Vitur Varenyam, only seven syllables. And you may ask, why it's seven syllables only? Actually, it's a Gayatri meter, Gayatri Chandas. But you're having only seven syllables in the very first pada itself. But actually, it is said in the scriptures, Yakarenaiva Ashtatvam Puranam. You are supposed to chant it as Tatsa Vitur Vare Niyam. Vare Niyam. So, it becomes Niyam. The eighth syllables gets completed. Yakarenaiva Ashtatvam Puranam. But we are chanting Tatsa Vitur Vare Niyam. It's not wrong. So similarly, some of the places where you combine them or split them, but basically it means the same, but depending upon the convenience of chanting, but also the way, the style of chanting, we slightly modify, but basically it's the same.
So one more doubt is in the first line of the Ganapati Prarthana.
Yes.
Gananantva Ganapati Gum Havamahe. Is it Gum Havamahe or Ganapati Gum Havamahe?
No, that's what. This is also another style of chanting, especially in the Yajurvedic style of chanting, wherever Anuswara followed by Ha or Sha, Sa, you see, the Visarga becomes acquires another form, Gum. So Ganapatim, it is ending with not Visarga, but Anuswara, Ganapatim, followed by a syllable Ha. Even if it is Sha or Sa also, it becomes Gum. That's why Ganapatim Havamahe becomes Ganapati Gum Havamahe. Not merely in this, many of the Yajurvedic style of chanting, in many of the places you get such the trend continuing, and also this is the way of chanting in the Yajurveda. But in the Rigveda, it remains as Ganapatim Havamahe. All depends upon the various grammatical rules that are prescribed and given in the respective Pratishakyas. Pratishakya is a branch which deals with the normal, the rules and regulation and code of conduct regarding the chanting of these Vedic mantras. Yes, thank you very much, and we'll continue in the next session. Sai Ram.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashantanalayam, the most happening place on the planet. You just now heard Vedam Tutor being conducted by Praveena sir from the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, and there were students from the university, the first year undergraduate students who were learning from him. And now it's time for Bhajan Tutor. And coming to think of it, how blessed are we in these times? Because the original bhajan tutor has been Baba himself. 7 decades ago, as a little boy, he sat on a simple boulder in a serene garden and sang Manasa Bhajare. And the lucky few who were around him had the opportunity to follow him. Bhajan training had begun right then. And how many the Lord has taught and inspired, trained and tuned so that we can experience the power of this medium to connect with Him. Bhajans are a way to Baba. That is the reason why we have this program on Radio Sai, dear listeners. And we are very grateful to all of you for your encouraging comments time and again. The other day, Miss Eri Stefandi from Greece had sent a message saying how this program has helped her to understand the inner meaning of what we sing during bhajans. Mr. J. Venkatraman from New Jersey, USA, requested that the swaras, the musical notes for each line of the bhajan, be explained in every session, and that is what we have done in this episode. That is what you are going to listen today. We are working, dear listeners, and making incremental improvements to this program. Thank you a lot for your suggestions and those encouraging words which have helped us to improve this program and ensure that we make this as far as possible a fit offering at His lotus feet. You are listening to the live broadcast from the studios of Radio Sai, and I am Team Radio Sai's Bishu, happily at your service. And now, before we move on with this program, let us first offer our loving and most prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of the one whose love for us is fathomless and whose grace on us can never ever be measured. That we are now able to hear about Him, sing for Him and think about Him is all His compassion. dear Lord. Please bless us so that we too mold our minds and shape our hearts in such a way that we too become a tiny stream of selfless love and unquestioning compassion. With this prayer, dear listeners, let's move on and welcome to this yet another episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. And the bhajan we will be learning today is a multi-faith one, which is written in the language Hindi. The first line of this bhajan goes like this.
Karuna Sagara Prema Swarupa.
So let's start the classroom now with learning the lyrics of this bhajan, and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga, the tala, and then the meaning of every word of this composition. And in the end, we will listen to a short conversation with an alumnus of Bhagwan's University, a member of the Prashanti Bhajan Group, Mr. Balram Chandran. So that is in the last part of this program. First, the singing. And before the singing, let's get familiar with the lyrics. Here they are.
Karuna Sagara Prema Swarupa Shapa Vimochana Ram Dukha Bhanjana Shri Ram. Allah Ishwar Tere Naam Nanak Yeshu Tere Naam Partipurishwar Dina Dayaghana Dukha Bhanjana Shri Ram.
It's time now to learn to sing this multi-faith bhajan. Brother Ravi Kumar will now sing every line slowly, and he will be followed by Anirudh. As Anirudh sings, you too please join him. You will enjoy it.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D pancham.
Karuna Sagar Prema Swarupa.
Karuna Sagar Prema Swarupa.
Karuna Sagar Prema Swarupa.
Karuna Sagar Prema Swarupa.
Shap Vimochana Ram.
Shap Vimochana Ram.
Shap Vimochana Ram.
Shap Vimochana Ram.
Dukha Bhanjana Shri Ram.
Dukha Bhanjana Shri Ram.
Dukha Bhanjana Shri Ram.
Dukha Bhanjana Shri Ram.
Allah Ishwar Tere Naam.
Allah Ishwar Tere Naam.
Allah Ishwar Tere Naam.
Allah Ishwar Tere Naam.
Nanak Yeshu Tere Naam.
Nanak Yeshu Tere Naam.
Nanak Yeshu Tere Naam. त्रिपुरीश्वर दीन दयाघन
परित्रिपुरीश्वर दीन दयाघन
परित्रिपुरीश्वर दीन दयाघन
परित्रिपुरीश्वर दीन दयाघन
दुख भंजन श्रीराम
दुख भंजन श्रीराम
दुख भंजन श्रीराम
दुख भंजन श्रीराम
करुणा सागर प्रेम स्वरूपा
And now for the keen students of music, let's learn a little more about the composition of this bhajan. And for this, my colleague Anirudh is here with me now. Welcome Anirudh to this program.
Thank you, Vishwam.
So which raga does this bhajan belong to, Anirudh?
This bhajan, Karuna Sagar Premeswarupa, it is almost close to Yaman in Hindustani, which is called Kalyani in Carnatic music, which is very popular raga. There are many bhajans composed in this raga.
Yeah, one of the fundamental ragas.
Yeah, very, very fundamental raga in Hindustani and Carnatic music. But there is a slight deviation from this raga, which yields to one more raga, which is called Yamuna Kalyani. In Yamuna Kalyani, you have the Shuddhma also.
Okay.
Along with the Tivrama. I'll sing for you.
Yeah.
In Yaman, you have
Sare ga ma pa dha ni sa sa ni dha pa ma ga re sa.
This is fundamentally Yaman. In Yamuna Kalyani, the Arohana and the Avarohana is designed like this.
Sare ga pa ma ga pa dha ni sa sa ni dha pa ma ga ma re sa.
You note the difference?
Yes.
There is a Shuddha Madhyam.
Correct. Which is you having, have all the seven swaras and both the mas.
Both the mas.
Yes.
Yeah. Shuddha Madhyamam is also coming in the Avarohana.
Yes.
Sa ni dha pa ma ga ma re sa.
This is the beauty of Yamuna Kalyani.
Wonderful.
And so in this raga you have a very, very famous composition of Sri Vyasaraya Tirtha, which is calling Krishna.
Yes, Krishna ni vegane.
Krishna ni vegane.
Wonderful.
Baro.
Why don't you sing for us one or two lines of that?
Yeah.
Baro. Krishnani begane baro Krishnani begane baro Krishnani begane baro 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 Krishnani Begane Baro 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣಾನಿ ಬೇಗನೆ ಬಾರೋ.
You can wow. very nicely express the different feeling of baro.
Baro, baro.
Yes. Telling him to come fast.
Yes.
I'm waiting for you desperately. You come like that.
You can do so much with this raga.
Yeah. You can express variety of emotions in this raga. Very bright raga it is. I also have one more slokam which is called Madhava Panchakam.
Mm-hmm.
It is sung by Srimati Nityashree Mahadevan.
Mangala Tunga Nirantara Chandra Turantara Brindakaradipate Madhava Gaurava Sanamani Nupura Marakatahara Suradipate ಅಂಗಿತ ಚಂದನ ಅನುಪಮ ಸಗುಣ ಅಂಜನ ರೋಹಿತ ನಯನ ಪದೇ.
ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಶುದ್ಧ ಮಧ್ಯಮಂ ಕವಿ.
ಹರಿ ಹರಿ ಮಾಧವ ಮಧುಸೂದನ ಜಯ ಆನಕ ದುಂದು ವಿಭಾಗ್ಯ ಪದೇ. ಹರಿ ಹರಿ ಮಾಧವ ಮಧುಸೂದನ ಜಯ ಆನಕ ದುಂದು ವಿಭಾಗ್ಯ ಪತೆ.
ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್. ಐ ಥಿಂಕ್ ದಟ್ ರಿಯಲಿ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಅಸ್ ಎ ನೈಸ್ ಫೀಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ವೇ ದಿಸ್ ರಾಗಾ ಫ್ಲೋಸ್. ಬಟ್ ನೌ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ದ ಭಜನ್ ಅನಿರುದ್, ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಯು ಸಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸ್ವರಾಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಲೈನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಭಜನ್? ದಟ್ ರಿಯಲಿ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಮ್ ಪ್ಲೇ ದಿಸ್ ಭಜನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಮ್ಯೂಸಿಕಲ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರೂಮೆಂಟ್.
ಡೆಫಿನೆಟ್ಲಿ. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಯುಲ್ exactly know where the Shuddha Madhyam comes and yes. it becomes Yamuna Kalyani.
Yes.
Yeah.
Karuna Sagara Prema Swarupa Ninirere Gagaga Papadamaga.
The first line itself, it shows that it is Yamuna Kalyani. Where?
Yes.
Papadamaga ಶಾಪ ವಿಮೋಚನರ ಮಾಧನಿ ಸಾನೇದ ಪಗ ಪಾಮ ಪಗ ದುಃಖ ಭಂಜನ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮ ನಿನಿರಿರಿ ಮಗ ಸನಿ ಸಗರಿ ಗಜರಿಣಿ ಅಲ್ಲ ಈಶ್ವರ ತೇರೆ ನಾಮ ಪಮಗ ಮಮ ಧದ ಪದ ನಿ ಸನಿ ದಿಸಾ ನಾನಕ ಯೇಶು ತೇರೆ ನಾಮ ರಿ 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 ಗರಿ ಸಾ ನಿರ ನಿ ಪರ್ತಿಪುರೀಶ್ವರ ದೀನ ದಯಾಘನ ನೀನಿದ ನೀನಿ ಮಸಾನಿದ ಪಪ್ಪ ಗಮಗ ದುಃಖ ಭಂಜನ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮ ನಿನಿರಿ ಮಗ ಸನಿ ಸಗರಿ ಗದರಿನಿ.
ಗೋಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್.
ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್. ಅನಿರುದ್ಧ, ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಯು ಲಿಸ್ಟ್ ಔಟ್ ಅ ಫ್ಯೂ ಮೋರ್ ಭಜನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ರಾಗ?
ವೆಲ್, ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಮೆನಿ ಭಜನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ರಾಗ್ ಯಮನ್.
ಯೆಸ್,
ಆಫ್ ಕೋರ್ಸ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಮೆನಿ ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್ ಭಜನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ರಾಗ್ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣಿ. ಬಟ್ ಇನ್ ಯಮುನಾ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣಿ ಐ ಥಿಂಕ್ ವಾಟ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಟು ಮೈ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಆರ್ ಕಪಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಜನ್ಸ್.
ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋವಿಂದ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಕೇಶವ
ದಿಸ್ ಭಜನ್.
ಯೆಸ್.
ಅಂಡ್
ಅಲ್ಲ ಸಾಯಿ ಮೋಲ ಸಾಯಿ
ದಿಸ್ ಭಜನ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಯಮನ್. ವೇರ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈನ್
ಯೇಶು ಸಾಯಿ Karuna Sagar.
Here that Shuddha Madhyamam comes.
So the Yamuna Kalyani touch comes there.
Yamuna Kalyani.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Anirudh, for sparing your time and giving us exposition of this raga.
Thank you, Vishwa.
Sairam. So that was a brief explanation of the raga, and coming now to the tala, the rhythm of this bhajan is the 8-beat Adi Talam in Carnatic music or the Kehrwa Tal in Hindustani music. And now with the raga and the tala done, let's move on to the aspect of bhava, the feeling with which we should offer this bhajan to the Lord. Baba has always stressed that he looks more for the feeling with which we sing bhajans than the technical correctness, though that is also very important. Pure love for the Lord makes our bhajan indeed music to his ears. So let us now understand the inner meaning of every word of this bhajan. We begin with the first line.
Karuna Sagar Prema Swarupa.
Karuna Sagar Prema Swarupa.
Here the word Karuna means compassion. Sagar, the second word, means ocean. There is a very moving incident described by Professor Kasturi in Volume 1 of Satyam Shivam Sundaram, Baba's biography, which brings out this aspect of infinite compassion of Bhagwan. And this is something all of us have experienced in our own ways. When Baba was still in his teens, he was once on a visit to Bangalore. A cobbler, busy with his trade in a corner of a road, saw Baba in a bungalow opposite the place where he usually sat with his tools. The bungalow that day was abuzz with activity, and since he heard that the people were talking of an avatar of the age having come there, he decided to slowly enter the gate. So he peeped nervously into the hall. But when he cautiously set his eyes on Baba, he noticed to his amazement that Swami too lovingly looked at him. In fact, as Professor Kasturi writes, Baba rose up immediately and came forward to the very end of the hall, to the door where he stood. And even as the cobbler stood dazed, Baba most gently bent down and took the little dried up garland that the cobbler held in his hand. So stupefied was he that he even forgot to offer that to the Lord. And Baba lovingly accepted that and asked him very gently in Tamil what he wanted. Do you want anything? And Professor Kasturi says the timidity to formulate his wish and express it in so many words must have been granted to that aged cobbler by Baba himself at that point in time, because look at the astounding request that he made to Baba on that occasion. He said very confidently and without any hesitation, to the surprise of everyone who heard him, he said, "Baba, please come to my house and accept something." And look at the response of Swami. Baba just patted his back lovingly and said, "All right, I shall come, I shall come." And then Swami resumed his seat at the other end of the hall. Well, the cobbler waited for a long time after that because he wanted to tell Baba his address and also wanted to know when Baba would visit him, so that he could clean his house and be ready with his family members to receive him. But he could not wait for long because he had to hurry back to his corner on the street to attend to his business. When he mentioned to a few people later about Swami's promise to visit his home, some, as expected, scoffed at him, while others said he should be really mad to build such castles in the air. Days passed and Swami never came back to that area, and so eventually the cobbler gave up hope. But suddenly one day a car pulled up in front of him. He feared that it might be the police van or some corporation officer who wanted to prosecute him. But to his amazement, it was Baba. And then, this is the most amazing thing, Baba asked the cobbler to get into his car. The man was totally confused. He did not know what was happening. He forgot to give directions to the driver as to how to reach his hut. But Baba seemed to know the way. When they reached the cobbler's hut, according to Baba's directions, Swami got down and hastened over the cobblestones in the side lane to that exact hut, which was in the midst of several slum dwellings. The cobbler ran forward to warn his family, and once
Baba was in his house, Swami instantly materialized some sweets and fruits and gave them to his family members as prasadam. And then, Baba sat on a plank near the wall, spending time with the cobbler's family. The blessed aged man was in tears, tears of disbelief, tears of joy, of bliss. Baba even accepted and ate a few plantains that the cobbler had brought from a shop nearby. And only after Swami had filled their hearts with love and fulfilled all their wishes, Baba left his humble hut that day. That is Karuna Sagara Sai, limitless compassion. Moving on, the third word, prema, means divine, selfless love. Swarupa, the fourth word, means embodiment. Once, while addressing a mammoth gathering in Gudur, Bhagwan declared, Gudur is a town in Andhra Pradesh, Swami said, "You will not be wrong if you call me Prema Swarupa." Professor Frank Baranowski, a psychologist and regression therapist from the University of Arizona, a specialist in research on auras, that is the energy patterns surrounding the human body, saw Swami many decades ago in Vrindavan, Baba's ashram in Bangalore, and this is what he writes about his experience. Quote, "I have always been able to see the human aura, that is, the energy pattern which surrounds a person. The auras around average people extend as much as 3 to 5 feet. Auras are composed of every imaginable color, and these colors change as a person's emotional, physical and mental states change. In general, whenever the color blue is evident in a person's aura, it is an indication of deep spirituality. Green is a healing color. Yellow indicates high intelligence. Red means anger or frustration. The color pink, which is rarely seen, typifies a person capable of selfless love. And this was the color that Satya Sai Baba had around him. The aura around Satya Sai Baba went beyond the building against which he stood. His energy field reached 30 to 40 feet in all directions. Never having seen an aura like this before, my first reaction was to look for fluorescent lights, which may have been shining on him. But as I watched, the beautiful pink energy pattern moved as he moved. There was no doubt at all that it was in fact his aura. And as he walked among them, the beautiful pink color in his aura permeated the violent red colors in the crowd. His selfless love transcended their fears and worries." And he continues to say, "You have to meet this man to understand his gifts. He gives of himself to thousands of people from all around the world every day who await his blessings. I was not brought up in any belief, though I am a Christian and a Roman Catholic by birth. The scientific community in my country finds it difficult to accept God, but the aura that Swami projects is not that of a man. 2 days ago, right outside this hall, I looked into his eyes. They had a glow in them. It was so clear to me that I had looked into the face of divinity. If ever I can use the phrase, I have seen love walking on 2 feet, it is here." Unquote. Well, millions have experienced and continue to experience this mystifying and sanctifying love of Bhagwan. And Professor Baranowski, through his research, only adds a beautiful dimension to it, a dimension which will appeal to the rational and scientific mind. The heart anyway knows and feels when selfless love touches it. Thus in this line, Karuna Sagara, Prema Swarupa, we praise Lord Sai as the infinite ocean of compassion and the highest embodiment of selfless, all-encompassing love. Let's move on to the second line.
Shap vimochanaram,
shap vimochanaram.
Here the first word, shapa, means curse, and vimochana means to remove. The third word, Ram, refers to Lord Rama, the incarnation of the divine. An incident in the holy epic Ramayana bears testimony to this phrase, Shapa Vimochana Ram. Lady Ahalya was cursed to turn into a stone by her husband Sage Gautama, and he said that she would be redeemed only by the touch of Lord Rama's feet. When Lord Rama, after many years, visited the hermitage of the sage on his way to the kingdom of Mithila, he turned the stone back into Lady Ahalya and thereby removed the curse on her. But there is actually a deeper significance. Bhagwan Ramana Maharshi explains that Lady Ahalya turning into a stone actually refers to her mind and not her body. What this means is, even though she was a great saint, she had lost awareness of her real self. She was unable to think of anything. She had become dull like a stone. And when finally she had the darshan of Lord Rama, her enlightened mind was again awakened. It was restored to its original state. It blossomed again like a radiant flower. The Lord, in His own inimitable way, cures us of our ignorance and dullness. And that is the meaning of this line, Shapa Vimochana Ram. Let's now move on to the third line of this bhajan, which is sung in two variations of tune.
Dukha Bhanjana Shri Ram,
Dukha Bhanjana Shri Ram.
Dukh means sadness or grief. Bhanjana means to eliminate. And the third word, Shri, is used as a mark of respect while addressing a person. The fourth word again is Ram. Hence in this line, Dukha Bhanjana Shri Ram, we call out to the Lord who assuages our grief and sorrow and confers peace and bliss. Let's move on to the fourth line.
Allah Ishwar Tere Naam,
Allah Ishwar Tere Naam.
The first word, Allah, means the formless God of the Islamic faith. Revealing the inner significance of this name, Bhagwan once said, in the term Allah, A stands for Atma and La for Layam. Therefore, invoking Allah signifies merging in the Atma, which is the only supreme one, one God. The second word, Ishwar, simply means God, but it is also the name used for Lord Shiva, one of the holy trinity of gods according to ancient Indian culture and spirituality. The third word, Tere, means your, and fourth word, Naam, means name. Hence in this line, Allah Ishwar Tere Naam, we describe the one God as being called by many names such as Allah or Ishwar. Let's now move on to the fifth line.
Nanak Yeshu Tere Naam,
Nanak Yeshu Tere Naam.
Here the first word is Nanak, referring to Guru Nanak. Na means no or not, and Anak means one or just one. So Nanak means not but one. This refers to the message that there is only one God, and that is the message that Guru Nanak preached all his life. The second word, Yeshu, refers to Jesus Christ. Bhagwan reveals that Ye means one and Su means good. So Yeshu means there is only one goodness, the oneness of God in all creation. In fact, there is a moving episode from the life of Mr. James Sinclair, a reputed businessman and a long-standing devotee of Bhagwan. In the 1950s, Mr. Sinclair had not heard of Baba, but he had a deep yearning and love for God in his heart. So he used to often wonder, how is it possible that I was born at this time and age? It seems so unfair that here I am in the 1950s and Jesus was on this earth some 2000 years ago. So he used to pray as he drove to the New York City, Lord, I know you are out there, but I cannot find you. Dear Lord, please, instead, you must find me. This was his prayer, and those prayers were indeed answered in the positive and in many amazing ways. not once but a number of times. Let us recall just one instance here. One night in his house, Mr. Sinclair was walking back from the washroom and he had a strange feeling as if there was someone in the room. And he says, "I turned around and there he was. I hadn't the slightest idea who he was. This handsome figure dressed in a long orange robe with a shock of hair. You wouldn't believe he was in my hallway looking at me silently. I nearly jumped out of my skin. And as fast as I had seen him, he was gone." Well, it happened a second time. Not too much later, I was in my meditation room and this same figure was standing when I came out of my meditation. I rubbed my eyes. He was still there. He motioned to me as if I was to do something with his feet. So I knelt down and touched his feet. And as I looked up, he was no longer there. Much later, when Mr. Sinclair finally came to Baba's physical presence in Prashantinilayam, as soon as he entered the interview room, Baba told him, "I came to you twice. That is Sai." Thus in this line, "Nanak Eshu Tere Naam," we pray to the one God who is adored by followers of different faiths by names like Nanak or Eshu. Let's move on to the penultimate line of this bhajan.
Parti Purishwara Deena Daya Ghana.
Parti Purishwara Deena Daya Ghana.
The first word Parti Purishwara in this line comes from Partipuri and Ishwara. Partipuri means the one who resides in Puttaparthi. And we already know the meaning of Ishwara. The word Dina means those who are weak or distressed. Dayaghana is a combination of Daya meaning compassion or sympathy and Ghana meaning full of. Thus Dayaghana means the Lord who is filled with compassion and sympathy. The Lord of Puttaparthi is there for whoever is in distress, whoever needs him. And that is the meaning of this line, Partipurishwara Dina Dayaghana. Let's now move on to the last line of this bhajan, which again is sung in two variations of tune.
Dukha Bhanjana Shri Ram.
Dukha Bhanjana Shri Ram.
This is a repeat of an earlier line of this bhajan where we call out to Lord Sai as the one who removes all grief and sadness in our lives. With that, dear listeners, we have understood the meaning of all the lines of this bhajan, and now, with a heart filled with love and keeping him constantly in our minds, let's move on to listening to the complete version of this bhajan as it is sung by the students of Bhagwan's University in the Prashantinilaya Mandir. And as you listen to this, please do heartfully sing again.
Karuna Sagara Prema Swarupa. Karuna Sagara Prema Swarupa. Prema Swarupa. Shapa Vimochana Ra. Allah Ishwar Tere Naam.
ದೀನದಯಾಗನ ಭಂಜನ ಶಿರಾ ದುಃಖ ಭಂಜನ ಸಾಯಿರಾ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಾಗರ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಶಾಪ ವಿಮೋಚನರ ದುಃಖ ಭಂಜನ ಶಿರ ದುಃಖ ಭಂಜನ ಸೈರಾ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಾಗರ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಸ್ವರೂಪ.
So that was the Monday version of this bhajan, and now in the last part of this program, it's time for the conversation with Mr. Balaram Chandran, who joined Bhagwan's University in 1994 for his BCom and later did his Masters in Finance. But more importantly, blessed with a lovely versatile voice, Balaram Chandran sang for the Lord on many occasions during his student years at his university, and he has beautiful insights to share with all of us. Here is a part of the conversation I had with him in February 2013. Balaram Chandran, may I ask you to change gears and share something what will help aspiring singers, because you are also someone who long to sing, though you are not trained in classical music, but by Swami's grace you learn to sing and you are so happy doing that, you continue to sing, and there are so many like you who want to participate in bhajans. What would you like to say to them?
Okay, saying something to aspiring singers, me, first of all, I myself am an aspiring singer, continue to be. So I don't know what I can actually add. But then again, I'll remind myself about a few things which Swami has been telling us about bhajan singing. Again, the basics, nothing new. I'm not sure I can add anything new to the what the listeners already know. But again, going back to ragam, talam, bhav, I think one thing I learned when in my interaction with Swami is that bhajan is a conversation with Swami. Bhajan is a conversation with God. So essentially a conversation is done using a language. So if you look at language, a language has got two parts. One is the vocabulary. So if I have to be able to communicate something very well, I have something in my mind and I want to communicate it. It's a conversation. So I have something in my mind, I want to communicate it. I need to have two things. One, I need to be clear about what I'm communicating. Two, I need to have the vocabulary to communicate it. One thing I'm learning is the raga, tala aspect, shruti aspect is the vocabulary, while the bhavam is the actual matter that you want to convey. I think both are important. Because let's say I feel a lot about a particular thing. Say, let's say, for example, I want to say Karuna Nidhe in a very nice way, but then I don't have the voice culture, voice modulation to sing, to express what is there in my mind. So when I say Swami or when I say Sai, I want to say it in a particular way. In that word Sai, sometimes I feel when you sing a very beautiful line. For example, this morning what they sang for the bhajan, about Parthishwara Sri Sai Prabhu.
Madhava Mohana Sai Narayana.
I think sometimes I feel on that word Sai Narayana, you should try and back all the love that you have for Swami. So that is a feeling. But then if you don't have the voice culture, practice the rigor on Shruti, Ragam, etc., then you will not be able to express what you have in your mind. So one thing I have learnt is both are important. You have the vocabulary, which is your Ragam Talam. So practice is very important, because Swami used to often tell us that practice is important. In fact, I especially remember Swami used to tell us, one is you do a general practice on voice culture early in the morning, your Akaram or etc., or Omkaram. Okay, practice bass, practice singing high. But then he used to always tell us, just before the bhajan, what you're supposed to practice is just the bhajan. We used to do this akaram and kind of practice. And Swami used to say, don't do all that just before the bhajan. In fact, he used to call it donkey practice.
So before the bhajan, practice the bhajan.
Practice the bhajan. Before the bhajan, practice exactly what you have to sing that day. But then in the mornings you do. So he would, I remember Swami used to talk of voice culture. Not directly about voice culture, but he would say, practice early in the morning, all that. But before bhajan also, you practice a specific bhajan. So one thing I learnt is both are important. One is, yes, you need to have the feeling. Second is the raga tala. So because raga tala, you have feeling but don't have raga tala, will be like you have a feeling but don't have the wherewithal to communicate what you have in your mind. At the same time, you have a wonderful vocabulary, which is your voice culture and your command over raga tala, but you don't have the feeling. Then it becomes a meaningless set of words. So
it's empty.
Empty. And it is senseless because it conveys nothing. It's just a collection of sounds. So that's one thing which I think I've tried to grasp or understood whenever I've interacted with Swami, or I've picked up in my limited experience as a bhajan singer. Basically, practice. I'm not saying that you have to be a qualified singer. I myself am not. But you practice whatever voice culture, etc. In fact, there are various ways of doing it. You can take the basic lessons, say, with any classical teacher, even if you don't go for advanced lessons. Today, there are various ways by which you can learn it on the net also. That's possible. Just the basic lessons for voice culture. And then thoroughly practicing the bhajan that you're supposed to sing. Again, I link it back to what Swami told us earlier. If you focus on your bhavam, the ragam and talam comes. But for focusing on bhavam to be feasible, in a live singing scenario, you have to have mastered, done your homework in terms of ragam and talam. So that's one thing which I am learning and which I thought I can share.
Wonderful. So I think that is the very important takeaway. You have to prepare before bhajan singing. You have to do your ragam talam practice very well. You have to be confident of that, so that unconsciously also you never go out of shruti. But when you are actually singing, you are consciously only concentrating on the bhavam, on the feeling.
Yes, and we have the Lord's guarantee that the other two will fall in place, provided we've done our homework.
And Hanuman is always watching.
Hanuman is always watching, and I'm always on his hit list.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Balaram Chandan, for coming to the studios and sharing your moments of divine interaction and the instructions that you have received about bhajan singing directly from Bhagwan himself. We hope we can have you again. I think there is so much to talk about bhajans, and next time you are here, please do drop in. We will share with our listeners more about bhajan singing. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. So that was Balaram Chandran, an alumnus of Bhagwan's university who currently works as Deputy Vice President, Human Resource and Development in HDFC Bank, Chennai. With this, we have reached the end of this episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you found this useful. We offer this humble endeavor at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan, who is indeed the source and force of Radio Sai and of all of us. The sound engineers for this program are Abhishek and Sunil, and the background music for this program was scored by Balaram Chandran's brother Ramakrishnan, who too is an alumnus of Bhagwan's university. Dear listeners, as always, please do share with us what you feel about this program. You can write to listener@radiosai.org. listener@radiosai.org. So it's time now to draw the curtains on this program. I am Vishu, and my colleague Abhishek is waiting to take over for our 60 minutes of Hindi program. But I will be back again after the Hindi program at 8:35 for yet another episode of Outside, Inside and Deep Inside. And today we discuss about a significant event that just passed by in this month of February with nobody noticing: the 56th anniversary of Sanatana Sarathi. So we will talk about this Hallowed Magazine, its angelic first editor, Professor Kasturi, and of course, the source and the spirit, the mastermind and the supreme motivator behind all this, our beloved Bhagwan. So that is coming up 1 hour from now at 8:35. Join me then. Till then, loving Sairam from Prashantinilayam. Here's Abhishek for you, for Hindi programs.